Join me now for Big Fat Tales from Orlando. Journey with me now back to a time when podcasters united in one city for one weekend. A weekend that will remain forever pasted into the album of my memory. What I am about to reveal to you has never been spoken of till now. It's true that Fairy Princess Holly of We're Mean Because You're Stupid and Taffy of Pod Is My Co-Pilot rode with me on the Haunted Mansion to avoid being finger-banged by Big Fatty. We exited the mansion, and once the other podcasters were out of sight, Big Fatty emerged from behind a bush. He insisted we ride again. Oh, the horror. Imagine, if you will, riding the Haunted Mansion with a whole different spin. A sexual spin. A whole lot of fat.
No, no.
Why not ride into the glory hole?
No, no, I don't like, no.
Oh, dirt.
Oh,
it's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 150, the sesquicentennial episode of the BFO, for Thursday, the 28th of August, 2008. And coming up on today's show, I've got lots of voice letters to play for you, plus Big Fatty has a surprise! Oh, Lord, y'all, it's my 150th episode, and guess what Big Fatty got? Y'all, well, Big Fatty got a package today, and you know, I'm kind of like, huh? What is this? And then I looked at it, and it said, oh, look, it's addressed to Big Fatty. And so, it's time to open it. And y'all, I have pre-opened the envelope, but I've not. Oh, shit, the phone's ringing. Who is that? It's Miss Kitty. Let's see if Miss Kitty would like to say hello to everyone. Hi, Miss Kitty.
Have you started recording yet?
I have. In fact, you're on the show right now. I was just getting ready to open a special package I've received in the mail from a listener. But would you like to say hello to everyone?
Well, hello, everyone.
And what's going on with you?
Well, not much. I was just calling to check in and see how everything was going with you. I know your life's very, very busy these days.
It is indeed. I'll call you back once I get finished with the show, though.
Talk to you later.
All right. Toodles.
Bye.
All right, well, that was Miss Kitty. That was another little surprise there. All right, so in the package, let's see who this is from. Oh, there's some kind of free Pepsi points in here, too. Miss Kathy, someone has sent me some Pepsi points. It says, happy belated birthday, love the show, Moose. And now, y'all, Moose is from Raleigh, North Carolina. Well, thank you, Moose. And now I'm going to open it and see what's inside. You didn't have to do this, Moose. Let's see what it is. Oh, my God, y'all. He sent me Brokeback Mountain. Big Fatty has never seen the Bareback Mountain. And, oh, I am delighted to get that. I think there's... Somebody said that there was a scene in here that there's some sort of spit and shove. You know, Big Fatty loves the spit and shove. I don't know if you knew that or not. Moose, thank you so much. I really haven't ever seen the movie, so I'm anxious to see that. And I understand there are dead people that are in this movie. Ooh, is that too soon? Okay. Well, Moose, you are too kind. Thank you so much. Big Fatty will be... Now, if only Big Fatty had time to watch a movie, you know? So, anyway. But I will eventually get around to that, along with my Paul Lynn Halloween special. Because, you know, we received that DVD also. So thank you, Moose, from Raleigh, North Carolina. You're very kind to do that. And, yeah, Big Fatty, you know Big Fatty loves a gift at y'all. Okay, speaking of, Y'all, I am going to go ahead and get our memory lane music out of the way for the... We're not really out of the way. Let's just do it. Well, y'all, there's not going to be any clue today because, you know, this is... It's Cartoon Memory Lane Music Week, and the names of the shows are generally said in the music. So let's just get to it. Well, y'all, that was a theme from Wally Gator, which is a Hanna-Barbera cartoon character. And he was one of the segments from the Hanna-Barbera new cartoon series, which came out in 1962. Now, Wally Gator was an alligator that was very comfortable when he is at home in the city zoo. And Mr. Twiddle, did you remember Mr. Twiddle, the zookeeper? Well, Mr. Twiddle kept a close eye on Wally because he sometimes escaped to check out what things are like outside. So that was Wally Gator. There's not a whole lot of fucking shit about Wally Gator. But you can go over to the wiki. You know the wiki, don't you? And, you know, I look for the music to Peter Potamus. And... evidently, Peter Potamus didn't have any music, but there's a picture of Peter Potamus, and it was a Hanna-Barbera show. But I guess Peter Potamus just doesn't appear. But there's a picture of him over there on the wiki also. But you know, Peter Potamus is. Also lives in the Atlantas. And speaking of the Atlantas and Peter Potamus, yo, I've got voice letters to play.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big, it's Ryan Star Jones. I am just calling in retort to what Michael said. Actually, I don't like British John. So I would be totally fine with taking on Michael's case. So you could call Michael for me because I'm lazy and sure as hell know my secretary ain't going to do it. Just call him and tell him, yeah, of course I'll take the case. I'm not too close. And we'll get lots of money because British John's just, I don't know, go back to England. Bye, Big Fatty. Love your balls.
Well, I love them too, and I'm glad somebody else loves them. Well, thank you, Ryan Starr Jones. And Ryan Starr Jones has seen the giant testicles in person in his kitchen, I believe. Thank God they weren't cooked. But British John has started a new podcast. I don't remember the name of it, but I think I have it over under the Fat Favorites, but I might not because I don't know if I did it or not because, you know, I'm very involved in the theater now. But it'll be added. There are a couple of podcasts I'll be adding here soon. But anyway, British John, the opening clip from today's show is from British John's new show. And I really should know the name of it, but I don't off the top of my head. So anyway, if you want to know more about it, why don't you get in touch with Michael at QCast Connection or Super B at QCast Connection. And they can let you know the name of British John's new podcast, and because you know they are going to be in litigation with British John about that. Y'all, I feel like I'm running the LK today. By the way, Larry Cly has asked me to pass along to everyone that he will be back soon. He's very busy. He has the show that he has designed the set for opens tonight, Thursday night, and so he has been very busy. And but he will be back, and to please call him and, you know, don't think that he has abandoned you. Okay, so now, y'all, speaking about other podcasts that Big Fatty is going to have to start God damn, there's so many of them I'm going to have to start listening to.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna.
Sorry, I've been so quiet as of late. My computer decided it didn't like me, and I wasn't able to download any of your episodes for a good week. But I'm back on track. And for the record, Larry Klein is the only one who's allowed to eat or talk about food during podcasts, because now you're making me hungry too. And I don't think I'm going to be old enough to listen to the episode where you guys don't wear pants. But moving on, I just want to let you know, I finally got everything up and running on iTunes. So I do have my own podcast. It's Without Smearing My Eyeliner. And it also has a MySpace page too. So, you know, check it out. You know, 10 people my way, because God knows I'm an attention whore. And I love you. Bye.
Well, thank you, Princess Hannah. And y'all, all these new podcasts that are popping up. By the way, I have gone over and I have found British John's podcast. The name of it, it's called In My Country. And it's, but you can get to it by typing in direct approach or something like that. But the name of the podcast is In My Country. And now I'm going to go over here and I'm going to go into the iPod store Without Smearing My... I'm actually subscribing right this second, Princess Hannah, my eyeliner. Okay. And I'm going to hit that. Oh, and it came up with nothing. Well, I guess you're not in iTunes after all. Ruined! Unless I fucked it up somehow. How would I have fucked that up? Without Smearing. Maybe I'll just put in Without Smearing and see if something comes up. Without Smearing My Eyeliner. There it is. Oh, there's some sort of apostrophe or something like that. All right. By Princess Hannah. And it's listed under the category is comedy. And there are all kinds of pretty roses as oh, Lord, y'all. Her first two episodes are, the first one is Popping My Cherry, oh Lord, and the second one is Without Smearing My Eyeliner, episode 2. That's a great name for an episode. So I'm hitting the subscribe button, Princess Hannah, and y'all should go over there also. So go subscribe to Without Smearing My Eyeliner's. Oh, it's apostrophe S. Eyeliner's Podcast. That's the name of it, okay? And In My Country with British John. All right, so that's great. Two more that I'm going to have to that I get to listen to. All right, and Big Fatty has got a couple of voice letters from Frank in Atlanta.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Frank from Atlanta. Just giving you a little call to say hey. How y'all doing? A little bit of a drunky call, sorry. But Brian from Boston sounds delicious. Yes, he does. So too bad he missed Atlanta's. And hope y'all doing pretty good, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
And then Frank sobered up and called back.
Bless you, Big Fatty. And happy 150. And anti-fury, wake up. Bye.
Oh, Lord, I love that, y'all. That is fabulous. Every time y'all call in, at the very end of the call, I want, you know, somebody just yell, anti-Vera, anti-Vera Charles, wake up. That's fabulous. Oh, Frank. Y'all, Frank's delicious, too, by the way. And, oh, that's fantastic. Well, Frank, you just call Big Fatty anytime you want, whether you're drunky or not, especially if you're drunky. And, you know, please give my best to your other half, Larry. And please also try to make a point to see Omar. That's the other O before he moves out of the Atlanta. Y'all, he is moving up to the Chicago's. I mean, what is up with that? Now, y'all, speaking of drunky calls, listen to this thing.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Archer from Archer Radio. I'm wondering if you have this song on your Inappropriate Touch. Bye.
Dear sweet Lord, y'all, speaking of wonderful wino, y'all, could you fucking understand that song that he was calling me about? First of all, y'all, poor thing, he's got the CRS. He's supposed to call Larry Klei and guess what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. You're not supposed to call me. I mean, dear Gussie. And y'all, I couldn't fucking understand what that song was. Could any of y'all understand what it was? I'm surprised he remembered who the fuck he was. Well, anyway. All right, y'all. Well, I think we have an update from the one and only Brian from Boston.
Big Fatty, it's Brian from Boston calling you live and direct from Charlottesville, Virginia. So I've made it up here and came here, as I said before, to see Monticello and UVA. And what does it do? Of course, it rains. Rains. But somehow I'll figure it out. It'll be fine. Anyway, I'm just calling to say thank you again. I really enjoyed visiting you and South Carolina. Very gracious. Hospitality was wonderful. I really appreciate it. So I'll definitely love to come back. So, and you, of course, are welcome in Boston any old time. So thank you once again for your kindness, for your hospitality, and the crabs. Bye-bye.
Well, you're welcome, Brian, but, you know, it is a seafood kind of town, and so, you know, you got to expect a little seafood. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I think it only appropriate that we end this endless voice letter-a-palooza with the last voice letter Big Fatty has in the queue. That's kind of British for line.
Big Fatty! Hi, this is Ramble. Just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know I listened to the latest show with Brian from Boston, and I thought the show was so much fun, and Brian sounds like a hottie. I love his voice, and I just thought it was funny, all the things he had to say, and I hope that you do another show with him before you go, or he goes. But anyway, I hope you're doing well, and I hope the show goes well. I wish I could see it, but unfortunately, it probably won't happen, but I wish you all the best, and take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Tom. Y'all, that's Tom the Ramble Redhead. And y'all, he didn't really ramble too much today. What's up with that? I wonder if he's changed the color of his hair also. Huh, I don't know. But y'all, Tom the Ramble Redhead is celebrating his third year of podcasting, as is Omar from the other O. You know, Omar don't listen, though. He's too busy packing for Chicago. But Omar's also coming up on episode 300, and QCast is coming up on episode 150. Oh, have I passed them? Gee, how about that? Now, y'all, I do want to say that Auntie Vera Charles called me, did a little shout out. Oh, dear Gussie. By the way, I don't know how to spell Gussie. If anyone knows how to spell Gussie, Arthur from down there at the Amaranth podcast would like to know who Gussie is and how do you spell her name. But anyway, Auntie Vera Charles says that Big Fatty has the longest voice letter intro in podcasting. By the way, Auntie Vera has a new voice letter line. And, you know, I think that we should call her voice letter line as much as she has called ours over this time. Oh. 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 Oh, well. And if you want the number to Auntie Vera's voice letter line, then you'll just have to go over to Vera Speaks for real. Or, you know, if I'm nice, maybe I'll give it on tomorrow's show. But I guess you'll just have to come back here tomorrow and find out if I do it, huh?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.